You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, I'm the host of the show. And after 3 weeks of having a broken Mac, you know, I spilled a glass of wine over my computer. And when I wanted to bring it to the repair the first week, the repair was closed because it was Feria de Malaga, it was the holiday in Malaga. And then it took 3 days, 4 days, 7 days, 10 days, and eventually today, after the 13th day, I picked up my Mac. I'm very happy. I'll try to make a nice show for you. Because this show is all the time about you and what you do with your attention. Because if you pay attention right now, no matter what you do, a very big part of your attention is caught up in all the things that you perceive. And mainly, not even the things that you perceive, but is caught up in your opinions about what you perceive. Because we have this ongoing voice telling you what everything is. This is nice. This is not nice. This is worth it. This is this. This is that. This is such. This is so. All these voices we hear on the inside are all the voices from, you could say, our upbringing. Because during our youth, during our very early years, our schooling, all these things, the adults and society showed us what everything is and everything means and should mean to you. Which means they taught you, this is good, this is bad. Don't do this, do that. And we took all these definitions as our own definitions. But they're only our definitions because we accept them as such. There's nothing wrong with these definitions, but they should not be necessarily your definitions. And we found out in this work, the less you're stuck with your definitions, the more you're in the open space in which everything just exists. Because clearly, there is a world in which we participate. But during this participation, all the time we are entangled in our opinions about what happens. And these opinions, everything you hear on the inside, is based on what you've been told. Because we came to this world without any knowledge about this world. And our parents, our schools, our society, your neighbors, your friends, your teachers, the whole thing, taught you what it is and what it's supposed to mean. According to them, of course. And this whole process has to do with finding out for yourself, not for me, not for anybody else, but just for yourself, that, hey, are these definitions really my definitions? Or is this just program? And I think that will be like that for, as a matter of fact, everybody. If you really look at your definitions, very soon you will see that these are not your definitions. You just took them in. You just accepted them. And all your life, you try to fit life within your definitions. Life should fit to your definitions. You shouldn't be, you know, nasty to your neighbor, or you should be such or so. And of course life is not like that. We all know that. But still, from our own point of view, we approach life, so to speak, from that angle, as if it should be like that. And when it's not responding in that sense, we get upset. We get what we call frustrated, angry, sad, what you call the emotions. And I think this has mainly to do with that life is not in accordance with our definitions. And it's very clear that life will not change because you have certain definitions. Well, life is not going to change, my friend. The only thing you can change is your definition. And that's not so much a conscious act in the sense of, oh, now I think being rich is fine, or whatever your definition is. No, it's not something conscious. Because the only thing we experience conscious in that sense is the result. What you hear inside of you is the result of a programming on different levels. And you hear that expressed in general in the level of mind. That's that voice. If you hear thought in words or you speak, so everything in words is another word for mind. But all these definitions, impressions, all stem from a deeper level. Mind is fairly superficial. What mind does the whole day long is to affirm a deeper reality. Your deeper reality is your definitions. And the only thing you hear in your head is that you say, no, it's like this, no, it's like that. According to my feelings, it's like such or so or tra-la-la. But that's not the cause. You can change your way of thinking, but that will not necessarily change your way of experiencing. What you can do, though, is to stop putting so much energy in your definitions, because all your definitions affirm it, confirm that way of looking, acknowledge that way of looking. You will not change it by changing your thought. No, not directly. In the long term, maybe, but not directly. But what you do is you stop affirming it. You stop confirming it. You stop acknowledging it. Because as long as you acknowledge it, it's your reality. So by slowly stopping mind, don't get into all these definitions. And you will see if you start working with this, very soon you will touch soul or the world of feelings. It's a deeper level. And even the world of soul, the world of feelings, has many, many different layers in which you exist, so to speak. And the very deep definitions within our life, that read our life, are very deep within this soul component, very deep within our feelings. And in general, you cannot change that with a conscious act. You cannot not love your wife. Or love your wife, or you cannot tell yourself it's like that. Yeah, you can, but just tell yourself you're not afraid of the dark. When you're afraid of the dark, it will only help a very limited bit. But if you stop defining it, if you stop repeating to yourself all day long that it's such and so, a little bit of space will come. It will not solve your problem, though, but a little bit of space will come, because as long as you acknowledge it, that's your only reality. So by stopping and not acknowledging it, you will see slowly that the problem is not so much in your mind, but is much more in the field of feelings, in the field of the will. And by stopping the acknowledging all the time, what we do, in what we tell ourselves, our whole behavior, and I know it very clearly for myself too, of course, everything we do, the whole way our lives are, constructed, conscious, unconscious, subconscious, whatever. And the way we constructed our life is always in a way that we avoid our pain. Everything we do is geared around that theme. The last thing you want is to get confronted with this deep pain. The only solution there is, of course, is to not accept it and to digest it, so to speak. But everything we do, everything we tell ourselves, everything we do in our attitude, in our expressions, in the way we arrange our daily life, in the habits we have, it's all geared about not wanting to be confronted with your pain. And the thing is, as long as we live from this pain, we will live in a twisted universe. Not because the universe is twisted, because there's nothing twisted in the universe. There's something twisted in our way of looking. So how can you grow out of that? Once you start seeing that, you start wondering, hey, how can I get out? And that's a very strange, how would you say that, dilemma? It's a strange contradiction. Yeah? Because one hand, you see your pain, and you see that your pain, your conditioning is your prison. And on the other hand, it's all you have. It's your security. Everything in life, conscious or unconscious, is always focused at keeping the things the way they are. And that's why it's very difficult to get out of your programming only by shock or by circumstances or by something like that. You get pulled out of your own involvement because it's your involvement. And you cannot pull yourself out of the river when you drop in. You can maybe swim, but you cannot pull yourself out. You need something outside of your own programming to pull you out of your programming. And that's why all this focus is, all this work is focused on creating a spot outside of what we normally consider as ourselves, which is in general our opinion about ourselves, our view about ourselves and about the world. Now, all these mental constructs, you have to try to go beyond them. And you don't have to lose them. You just see them, try to see them for what they are. They are constructs. Constructs being constructed by what you've been told, what you've been taught. And once you start looking like that, when I put on blue glasses, everything in life is blue, so I will all the time feel acknowledged in my way of looking. So all these serious traditions, what they try to do is to get you out of your programming. And you always do that by something which has nothing to do, you could say, with what you're involved with. You know, meditating or thinking about your problems or how would you say that? Meditating about your problems, that sort of action, just acknowledges your problem. I think in this work, what you try to do is to withdraw all your attention from all these things, from all these opinions, from all these impressions. And then you find yourself more and more back as the being, so to speak, in which all these things arise. It doesn't mean they don't arise. Of course, it's your programming. They will arise. That's how you've been programmed. The only thing is, your involvement with your programming will be less. And the less energy you put into your programming, the less grip it has on you. Because nothing has grip on you unless you give it a grip. And you give it a grip by being interested, by conscious, subconscious, believing what you tell yourself and how you perceive life. So I think in all this work, what you try to do is to try to get you out of this knot of me, this knot of all your definitions, of all your ways of looking, all your ways of experiencing. And that's not so easy, because everything you can think of comes out of you. So it's part of your prison. You can think of pink walls in your prison or yellow walls in your prison, they still will be prison walls. So you need this influence outside of this, let's say, I construct, ego construct. You need something outside of that in order to make a certain distance between you and what appears to you. Because now, whatever appears to us captures our attention, draws us along within their story. Just look now. Whatever you tell yourself, doesn't matter what you tell yourself, just look. Whatever you tell yourself, as soon as you give it attention, you will get drawn along with the thought. The thought will develop into a story, and the story will become your story. It's not your story, it's only your story because you identified with it. Everything you give attention, you identify with. That's why all these traditions say, try to put your attention in being, not in the things that appear, just in the fact that you exist. Or, there are many ways to express that, but that's the main thought. Try to put your attention in your being. And your being, if you really observe that, is very wide open. There's nothing there, just being. because you exist, whether you perceive something or not. You exist whether you have thoughts or not, whether you have feelings or not, an opinion or not, whether you see something or not, or hear something or not. You still exist. You could say all these things arise within your existence. So what we try to do in this work, and all serious traditions, one way or the other, try the same thing. Try to get your attention out of all these things that appear and pull your attention back to the space in which it appears. And when you start doing that, and it's a process without words, it's not a mental process, it's an energetic process or a consciousness sort of process, I don't know how to say it. It's without words anyway. You will see for yourself that you are not these thoughts, that you are not these feelings, but that all these things appear to you. And all these things that appear to you claim your attention. And everything you perceive on the inside is part of your program. It's what you've been taught. How to look at life. How to experience life. How to judge life. How to deal with life. And well, as long as we stay with that, life will more or less stay within the same bandwidth, so to speak. Everything will more or less appear the same way to you. And you have to deal with it in more or less the same way. Because when I put on blue glasses, I can only see a blue world. When I am angry, I find everything annoying. You see, so the thing is always in our own identification. When we are identified with one of these things that appear to us, and what appears to us in general are the acknowledgements of something deeper. And by giving space to the acknowledgements, we give space to what's deeper. And what's deeper is our way of experiencing. So all traditions say, stop acknowledging. I say the same, stop acknowledging. And when you stop doing that, you will slowly see that you are not these things. As long as you affirm them to yourself, you will still see life from the same angle. And everything we do in this show, everything we do in our trainings, is all geared of getting us out of this identification with all these ideas, opinions, ways of looking. And the more you succeed, the more you find yourself back as the open space, the love, the peace, the harmony, the light, however you want to call it, in which everything appears. And when you start experiencing that, I think it's very interesting to read one of what we call the holy books from whatever tradition. And all these things you read suddenly make sense. And not a mental sense, because job. For instance, this concept of being. You know, if you read spiritual so-called books, you know, it's very, very special, very far away, and you have to be very, very advanced. But if you look inside, you can see that no matter what you do, it's already like that. You are already this being, but you didn't recognize it. So what it's the same in my trainings, what I tell all people, please do not read about these things until you have personal experience. Because then all these words will mean something to you. I've had so many students who read all the books and were coming to me to have the experience they read about. Well, that can be quite disappointing. I think if you want to learn something, it's better to go there, experience, open, so not with a preconceived idea what it should be like and how I should be and what you should learn and how this should look like and what it is and what it means. Because why do you come if you already have ideas about that? You seem to know already. And it's not meant hard, it's meant practical. I think if you want to learn something, try to be open. And open means without an opinion, without an attitude, without a preconceived idea about how everything should be. And then you can see that, for instance, this, what I said, this magical being, but all these spiritual books, blah, blah, so much about. It's what you are right now, my friend, no matter what you do. Even if you sit under the toilet or doing the dishes, you are. It's simple like that. But if you read about it, you start looking for something special, something extraordinary. Something, well, as a matter of fact, fancy. And it's not that. So I think the biggest thing you can find out is that you are these things yourself. Without these definitions. Without all these ideas from all these other guys who wrote books and did all kind of fancy stuff. It's very nice for them. It has nothing to do with you. I never try to tell people like you have all these shamanic worldviews, how the world is constructed and all the levels and realms and I never tell that sort of thing. The only thing I could tell you and is what my universe looks like. Well, what's the point for you? You have your universe. So what we are aiming at is that you discover your own universe. Because you live in your world. No matter how you, what you think about it or what you say about it, you live in your world, my friend. And you have to find a way to deal with your world in an effective way. And effective in the sense of creating a beautiful world. Because it's your world you perceive. And the more loving, the more caring you are towards your world, the more beautiful your world will be. The more you try to get out of your world, squeeze out of your world, the uglier, the more painful your world will be. And my friends, we're talking about our own world. So if you look at the world, and I know this extremely well from my own experience, and you see a painful world, and you see a harsh world, and an unfair world, and a painful world, it's not like that. It's only like that because we look like that. And I tell you this from my personal experience. The more you look in a certain way, the more everything shows up in that way. Not because it's that way, no. Because you look, as I said before, when I'm angry, everything is annoying. And in fact, it's simple like that. And the thing is, if we try to deal with these things, we might make it very complicated. We try to do all sorts of things. We try to create other things. I found, and I don't say I have the truth, but it's what I found in my own experience, is the most effective way to deal with these things is not to be involved with anything. Just try to keep your attention where you are. That's why I tell people, just feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. You don't have to be in your head and in your thinking and in your drama all the time. You don't have to. You don't have to give that attention. Right now, in this moment, for instance, your feet are standing on the ground. And strangely enough, we keep on giving attention to all these things that, well, in general, make us very unhappy. Your feet won't make you unhappy. They just are. All these thoughts, all these feelings, all this drama, all these opinions make us unhappy, isn't it? So, if you want a practical way to deal with your life, try to keep your attention where you are. Right here, right now. Nothing more, nothing less. Just feel your feet on the ground. Not because they're interesting, because it's not so interesting, but it make sure you use that as an anchor for keeping your attention where you are. Because if you don't create an anchor for yourself, your attention will flow in anything that appears to you. And I think every 5 or 7 seconds, a thought appears to us. And a thought is nothing more than an opinion in thought form. So, if you want peace in your life, if you want more harmony in your life, if you want a nicer, more beautiful world, because it's your world, it's your responsibility, be loving to your world. Be peaceful to your world. And peaceful, I guess, is being not in a position that you try to grab everything. You try to hold everything. No. If you can let your attention be where you are, you can see that the universe is. and unfolds in its own way, in its own very beautiful way. But when we grab something, for instance, annoyance, you cannot perceive that anymore. You're just pissed off. And in matter of fact, it sounds very simple, and if you look at it that way, it is very simple. It only becomes complicated when you start thinking about it. So my advice to you, don't think about it, just do it. And I can guarantee you this will lead to effect. Definitely. If you can let your attention be where you are, and just by giving attention to something else, to that what's here, and not all your fancy stuff you make up, you will see that you will come to peace, that you will come to rest, that your life and your world will become more harmonious, more loving, and it's not far away for nobody. Every moment you can make a new start. Every moment. We're not doomed and deemed by the past. No, only if you think you are. You can choose now to make a different start. You can go a different direction. Every moment. And it's very good to realize, I guess. Because very often we feel we are in this trench and it's leading one direction and we can't get out and we don't know how or what. I know this shit. I know it very well. You never get out. If you can drop it, you see it's just a thought. It's just a way of looking at life. So if you want to help yourself and you want to help your world, try not to be involved so much, attached so much, either in loving it or hating it, which is exactly the same, but just from the opposite side. And try to be within your being. And you are already. So it's not far away. You don't have to be special for this. Come on. You are already. You exist already. You are right now, this moment. You know, you don't have to create something special or do something special. Right now, you are. You are this magical being. You are this awareness. You are this consciousness. And don't start telling yourself different things, because that will become your reality. See? If you don't tell yourself these things, see what happens then. All right. And then we continue with a ritual, which is aiming energetically, and it's not music, it's an energetic impulse, in pulling your attention out of all the things that captured your attention and leading your attention back to this open space which you are, so that you might find yourself back as the peace that you are. All right. Have a good week.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.